It is a pleasant, seasonably cool day across New York and western New England. It was downright chilly first thing this morning, and we had some areas of fog around as well. There was a good amount of sunshine through the morning hours, and then this afternoon we've had a number of fair-weather cumulus clouds develop. A lot of those puffy clouds will tend to go away as we work into the late day and evening hours. However, there are more clouds in the forecast as a weak cold front will approach from the north during tonight. That cold front will set us back even further on the thermometer as we go through the next day or two before we finally reverse the cooling trend this weekend with warmer temperatures arriving by Saturday. But for now, it looks to be on the chilly side with overnight low temperatures generally in the 40s. With the approach of that front, we'll start to see some clouds come in, especially across the North Country, and there's a very small chance of an isolated shower, though this frontal system is rather lacking in moisture, so the rain chances are not particularly high. As we work into the day tomorrow, that front will work its way across the region. Again, we'll have clouds mixed in the sky through the day. There's a small chance of an isolated shower, but again, this front doesn't have much moisture to work with. Temperatures tomorrow will range from the 50s across the north to the 60s in the capital region to near 70 south of Albany. As we work into the day on Friday, we're going to start things off quite chilly Friday morning, so we're likely to have frost and freeze conditions across some areas, at least, as we start the day. And then as we work through the day Friday, temperatures will only be in the 50s and 60s. By Saturday, we will see some warmer air return, with highs bouncing back close to 70 in many locations. A quick check in the tropics, Hurricane Edward remains in the Atlantic Ocean. The storm is out in the open water and is no threat to land at this time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy and cool, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and cool, high 56 to 64, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.